This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
I have to say I'm tremendously honored by the confidence that the owner showed in me today, electing me to be the 10th commissioner of baseball. I have very big shoes to fill in following Commissioner Selig. I'd like to thank Commissioner Selig. He has been a friend and mentor to me the entire 25 years that I've been in the game. There is no question that I would not be standing here today if it were not for Bud. And I hope that I will perform as the 10th commissioner in a way that will add to his great legacy.
Well, the batters got up to the plate in a matter of speaking. Major League Baseball owners balloting for a new league commissioner. The current commissioner, Bud Selig, readying for retirement in January. The field got narrowed down to three candidates. The chief operating officer, Rob Manfred, who got the job. Red Sox chairman, Tom Werner, and Major League Baseball Executive Vice President Tim Brosnan. So, Mr. Manfred was elected, and now he is the 10th Commissioner of Baseball. Sports talk, including what's going on in the world of Major League Baseball, beginning of the football season, number 10 this week on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the overview of things that have been going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week ending the 15th. The Ides of August are upon us. And as usual in this hour, we'll review the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com have monitored talk radio programs, talk radio hosts, stations carrying all of this. So we have our list put together. And as I said, to repeat, counting down from number 10 to number 1. At number 10 is this selection of the new commissioner in baseball.
Number 9.
The situation also, I suppose, this was a general conversation with a lot of sports talk radio hosts and programs devoted to the Tony Stewart incident. Here's host Wendy Snyder talking to Jerry Bonkowski from NBC about the race where driver Kevin Ward was killed by a car driven by racer Tony Stewart.
Everybody has seen this video. After watching this thing over and over and over again, I like NASCAR. I have not had a lot of experience with these sprint cars, and you do mention it does look like a dune buggy with wings. It is, from my understanding, Tony knocked him into the wall, and I'm sorry, I forgot the name.
Kevin Ward.
That's right. He was knocked into the fencing or what have you, and he gets out of his car and is walking. I've seen so many different things. Perhaps he was dazed and confused. No, he was walking. It appeared that he looked like he was walking. He was a man on a mission to yell at Tony Stewart, like, what are you doing pushing me into the fence? Did you get that feeling as well, Jerry, when you watched it?
It's almost like the culture of motorsports in general. I mean, be it sprint car racing, NASCAR racing, drag racing, IndyCar, you know, when another driver does you wrong, the natural reaction of the driver that is you know, wrecked is to get out of their car and, you know, point their fingers at the driver, you know, call him out, you know, wave his hands at him, throw a helmet at him. Tony Stewart himself has actually thrown a helmet at a fellow driver when he was in, had a conflict. So the problem, though, was that Kevin Ward Jr. was only 20 years old. He got out of his sprint car and came down from the top of the racetrack, which is where he wound up with his wreck, and came into the middle of the track. The track was still on, you know, the cars were still under speed. They weren't going full speed, but they were doing about 30, 35 miles an hour, and it was a very dimly lit racetrack. Kevin was wearing a black fire suit, a black helmet in front of a black car. You know, it's speculation on my and everybody else's part, but my belief is Tony didn't see him until the last minute, and it was too late to avoid hitting him.
Number 8.
The death of Lauren Bacall, as the conversation continues, you can imagine, in the top 10 discussion of the death of the several important actors. This week on The Good Day Show, I talked about Lauren Bacall with our movie man, Chuck Curry, the life that she led, the legacy that she leaves. Lauren Bacall, the focus.
She came across, especially in the later years, though, as a woman who sort of had a dominant, rough edge, but she's very good. One of my favorite all-time scenes was in the movie The Shooters from 1973, right, with her and John Wayne. They had a tremendous chemistry, where their last scene together in the film, when he's leaving her small hotel or apartment
that he's
renting, he says to her, goodbye, Mrs. Rogers, and she says to him, goodbye, Mr. Books, and he looks at her for the last time and says, goodbye, Mrs. Rogers, knowing that that's the last time they're going to see each other.
Right.
It's a very, very poignant, powerful scene.
Mr. Books, you are a notorious individual, utterly lacking in character or decency. You're an assassin.
It's going to which end of the gun you're on. Rubbish.
Yeah. And, what's his face? Why is it that I keep blanking on his name? Opie. Ron Howard was the kid, son, her son. And so he was 77, actually, Chucker, when the movie came out. And it was really very interesting to see and understand the two of them had been friends through their entire career, but they never worked together. And John Wayne said to her, you're going to do this movie. He didn't ever ask. He called her up. The story, I read the story in the book about The Shooters. He called her up and he said, okay, I'm doing this movie. It's going to be the last in my career, and you're doing it with me.
She was also in the Rob Reiner, Stephen King film Misery. She played James Caan's book editor. That was in 1990.
The passing of Lauren Bacall. Continuing on in a matter of moments, this is the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activation porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. That was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager is on the map. It was Boston.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Number seven.
The number seven item this week on the Talk Radio Review is a focus on our immigration policy and the situation on the border, something that has been on the countdown for the past 7 or 8 weeks in its current incarnation. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Janice Kephart, formerly a member of the 911 Commission, about new numbers from the Census Bureau. Finally, one person enters the United States illegally every 40 seconds.
What do you make of these numbers that you see from the Census Bureau? Were they shocking to you as they were to me?
Well, I think that kind of number is shocking to everybody, that it's, you know, that rapid a pace. But if you have any sense of what the numbers really are that are illegally coming across the border, it becomes not so surprising at all. And in fact, if anyone is trying to suggest that the numbers are going down, I think, that the situation is under control, I think especially those of you in Texas know that that is not true.
I was down on the border a few weeks ago, and I spent some time down there with border agents, the people that live in that area that are dealing with that. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I think until you actually go there and see it for yourself, I watched coyotes trying to bring people across the river on a jet ski. I mean, it's amazing, and it's right out there in the open, and it continues to get worse. Now, you said you came across something that you were going to share with us this morning. What would that be?
Well, I just got, I have a sort of a service of folks who send me information about the border consistently. And this morning's information is that what they do is they tally up unencrypted radio traffic from the Border Patrol. Unencrypted traffic is about 30% of the Border Patrol traffic, where they're talking to each other, you know, giving each other locations of proofs, et cetera.
Right.
So yesterday, 54 groups, 414 bodies, that's only about 30% of the activity. They had at least 12 of them were known packers, which are drug mules. And much of the activity, this was just McAllen, Texas. I should have said that at the top. This was just the McAllen sector. This was not the rest of Texas, just the McAllen
right.
sector. So that's, if 30% of traffic is 414, what is that, about 1,300 just yesterday, which puts your 40, you know, every 40 seconds statistic in some kind of parameters, right? And much of this activity that they're tracking is way north of the border. This is not just on the border, it's north of the border. It's bus stations, et cetera.
Pretty damning, isn't it, when you hear these kinds of stories? This week, Governor Rick Perry visited National Guard troops who are beefing up patrols along the border, the Texas border with Mexico. Perry says his state had to act because the feds have failed to secure the border. And now the fight has been taken to a new level. Members of the Texas National Guard completing recently combat training. The next deployment for some will be on the border. The price of inaction is too high for Texas to pay, said Perry. He ordered 1,000 National Guard members to help other state agencies with border security. The Guard will monitor and report illegal crossings. There is no arresting. They don't have the power to do any arresting. There's an online ad belonging to Perry's Political Action Committee centering on the political response to the influx of border crossings. The group is asking for donations. Border security has become a prominent part of his political message. So that's going to be an interesting overview as that continues. Speaking of which, continuing, number six up next here on the countdown.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The overview of what's going on in Africa. The World Health Organization says it's prepared for the crisis to continue for months because the Ebola outbreak shows no sign of ebbing. Here in conversation is host Pat Campbell with Dr. Mark Rowland. They discuss what Ebola is and how it is spread.
We've been hearing things from all sorts of different sources about Ebola. First of all, what exactly is Ebola?
Oh, it's a virus that seems to be limited to Western Africa at this time.
Okay.
And it's a virus that attacks the body. The big concern about Ebola is just two things. One, we don't have an effective treatment yet.
Okay.
And number two, it has a high mortality rate, meaning that a lot of people who get it die.
All right. Let me ask you about the mortality rate, because I've seen that number change with this story. Initially, we were told that the mortality rate with Ebola was like 90%. Then it was adjusted down to 60%. And when I heard the president speak about a week ago, it's 50%. Does it vary from outbreak to outbreak? Are they speaking specifically about this outbreak when they say 50 or 60%?
Yeah, we know historically, it's been around that we know of since the 1970s.
Okay.
These outbreaks typically have a 50 to 90% mortality rate.
Okay.
A lot of that is dependent upon the the facilities that are available and how well these patients are treated. So we think that with good treatment, the mortality rate is lower, but it can be as high as 90% without.
Let's talk about some of the reasons this disease is spreading the way it is in Western Africa. When a person dies from Ebola, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the virus can still live in the body. And he says part of the problem is the way the bodies are prepared for burial over there, that sometimes people can become infected that way because they're having intimate contact with body fluid. Does that sound believable?
Oh, absolutely. You know, once the body fluid dries, it's no longer contagious.
Okay.
And so the big thing is we think one of the reasons that it's spread is because when over there, the custom is for multiple family members to manage the body after death.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of close contact. That's not the case typically here.
Sure, sure. Okay. Let's talk about how the disease is spread. We're assured that We're told that you contract it by coming into intimate contact with body fluids. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, and we're also told that it's not an airborne disease because one of the concerns, so this is not something we can get from people sneezing on us or coughing on us?
That's correct. Our concern in healthcare workers, it's a little different than the general population because they're taking care of those bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And when a patient is severely ill, this causes bleeding, and that bleeding can get into the sputum and whatnot. But so it's of a concern in people who are taking care of the really sick patient, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't be spread easily.
How did these two Americans, who obviously are taking all of the modern-day precautions that we do in the United States, how did they become infected? Now, I'm told the doctor did through a pin prick, which I guess is plausible. What about the nurse? Any idea how she contracted it?
Oh, that's $1 million question. Everybody's wondering that, and it's a little unsettling. But we think it's not so much because the procedures weren't in place.
Right.
It was a matter of some breaks in the procedures, like you mentioned, the pin prick and whatnot. You have to understand over there they don't have as many resources as we have mm-hmm. here to protect everybody.
Sure.
So there's a lot of more control that we have over here than they had over there.
All right, so the Ebola pandemic fear spread about by irresponsible news coverage, that's one of the things they didn't talk about there. The fact that it's almost impossible for you to get it unless you're having some kind of bodily connection with somebody who has it, so don't worry. 28 past the hour, the next half hour devoted to the top five this week in the countdown.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Did you know that the average price of K-Cups is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee. Helps support my Eastley farm. BuzzBox coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. That's toll free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex,
plus stevia liquid sweetener, and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Upon us, and with that, we always have our talk radio countdown show, 52 weeks a year, an overview of the top topics, the 10 big ones, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. To review where we are at the moment, the situation in sports talk radio, the most talked about topic in terms of sports talk radio, the new baseball commissioner. At number 9, Tony Stewart and his race, the death of the other youngster in the race last weekend. Death of Lauren McCall is number 8. U.S. immigration policy, number 7. The Ebola situation, number 6. And so now that gets us into the number 5 position.
Number 5.
Here is reporter Hala Gorani talking to someone from the Ukraine Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs about that convoy that supposedly is bringing humanitarian aid into Ukraine.
How concerned are you that this convoy coming from Russia is in fact an invasion disguised?
It is indeed a very strange kind of situation when the very country that started and fomented this war from the very beginning, financed and inspired it, now is trying to send a humanitarian convoy to Ukraine. That's on the one hand. And we are very distrustful of Russia's intentions because from the very beginning, Russia didn't show any goodwill whatsoever. But on the other hand, as you said and as you pointed out, the humanitarian situation on the ground is very desperate, very difficult. We are not in the kind of situation to be very adamant about, sending back anything that we receive, even from the nation that is behaving really in a hostile manner.
Konstantin Dolgov. What is this convoy about? Why not coordinate with the Red Cross? They're saying Russia is using Red Cross flags without authorization. And even independent analysts are saying these are clearly, in some cases, military vehicles painted white. Why not coordinate this better?
Well, I'm really amazed to hear that it hasn't been coordinated. What has been said many times, not just by Russian officials, all the details, all the parameters of this humanitarian convoy have been meticulously discussed and agreed upon between Russia, Ukraine, International Committee for the Red Cross, and OSCE. We also discussed it with the UN representatives. All the details have been struck, have been discussed, have been agreed upon. This is about humanitarian aid. This is about food. This is about medicines. This is about fresh water. It's about supplying the most important things to people in Lugansk, in the eastern Ukraine, who have been suffering for months now, who have become victims of the punitive operation by the Ukrainian authorities, which is continuing as we speak, which have been caught in probably the most dramatic internal military conflict in Europe since the war in former Yugoslavia.
Man, how those guys like to spin, huh?
Woo.
Wow. All right.
Number four.
Number four this week on the countdown, the passing of Robin Williams and some of the facts that go along with you. Robin Williams, with your conversation in the early stages of Parkinson's, says his wife. Here are host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about the news regarding Parkinson's and Robin Williams.
I know that he still took his life. We still know he had anxiety. Awful thing to have. We know that he had depression. Terrible. Crippling. But when you are diagnosed with a disease like Parkinson's, and we find that out about Robin Williams, is that why he killed himself? I think it changes the story.
And
I know
that
I know he's still gone. I know he still committed suicide. But I honestly believe that this for a second, just for a second, when Robin Williams committed suicide, people started calling the suicide hotline.
Right.
And a lot of you know, experts said this is because of Robin Williams. He was depressed. And in doing what he did, actually something good came out of a horrific situation.
There's more awareness.
Now it feels like the focus is off mental health.
You're absolutely right.
And is it now on Parkinson's disease that maybe that's what he that's why he took his life, and his wife put this out today.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, is any of this good? No, obviously not. I mean,
no.
A man took his life. Why did he do it? Maybe it was a snowball effect. Maybe he was dealing with a bunch of different things. But I think you're right. Robin Williams admitted he struggled with sobriety. He struggled with depression. He struggled with anxiety.
He fought it.
And so people are very sympathetic, or I would think a majority of people are sympathetic to somebody in that situation, and because Robin Williams was so beloved and so just absolutely funny, people are going to be more aware of depression. But you're right that it's now shifted. The shift now is to Parkinson's and maybe not depression, but I
don't know if the shift is to Parkinson's.
Well, that seems to be the big headline today.
Yes, that's the headline. I see what you're saying. I think, and you can never ask somebody to do this because, you know, we're not in their shoes. If there's someone that gets diagnosed with a deadly disease and they're famous, you know, you say, all right, we're going to put your face. You're like the poster child now. You are now going to be seen as Parkinson's, and that's it. Now, Michael J. Fox has said, that is me. And that's how
he accepted that role.
He accepted it. Now, Robin Williams.
Same with Muhammad Ali.
Absolutely. Great point. I think with Robin Williams, the amount of awareness and money that could have been raised for Parkinson's, because he had it, would have been incredible. But you can't ask someone to accept that role if they don't want to.
Parkinson's,
it could have been something to really help defeat a bad disease.
Parkinson's is something you can obviously see and you can clearly clearly defined.
Right.
Depression is more
up in the killer.
It's more up in the ether, though. It's more up in the air. It's, you know, something that may make you depressed. May somebody just rolls off their back. It's more mercurial. You can't really pin it down. People gravitate, and we found this with ALS. People gravitate toward things they can understand, and this is no insult to anybody, and things they can easily understand and digest. If you see somebody who can't control the way they act or shake, that's Parkinson's. You understand it, or you think you do, immediately. You talk about ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, or you talk about depression, or you talk about mental illness, people have a harder time figuring out what that is because there really is no... Sure, you can say that there's a physical manifestation of depression or ALS or some other disease like that, but Parkinson's may be more the focus now because of Robin Williams rather than depression.
Number three.
The number three item this week on the countdown focuses on politics in a manner of speaking. Can't get through a countdown without having some political wrinkle to it. And this is sort of an unexpected clash. Maybe it's made up by the news media. You decide that. Host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader here talking to Peter Mayer from CBS about the back and forth between Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Obama when it comes to foreign policy.
Let's first talk about this apparent but, you know, low-level feud he's having with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. What do you know?
Well, look, Hillary Clinton did an interview recently with The Atlantic, and I think the key to it is to read the whole thing. But, of course, selected quotes do become the headlines. Her saying that the president's approach to Syria was a failure, it created a vacuum there, and other questions about Obama's overall foreign policy philosophy. So today we find Hillary Clinton arriving here for a book signing, and she's also attending a party at the home of a longtime Democratic power broker and Bill Clinton pal, Vernon Jordan. So in what could be the ultimate kumbaya moment, she and the president will be there together, and her people put out a statement saying she just wants to hug it out with Barack Obama tonight.
So you don't know if the president and the former Secretary of State are actually going to have a one-on-one.
Well, you know, look, it is a party. It's for Vernon Jordan's wife's 80th birthday. You know what these gatherings could be like, but I'm sure that they, you know, maybe not a one-on-one in a conference room type thing, but sure, they're going to chat and put the best face on this. Look, this is all part of the speculation about Hillary Clinton candidacy. She sure is making all of the moves in that direction, and she has her agenda, and that includes her political future, and Barack Obama has his agenda, and that includes taking care of the business that is still on the agenda, and also at the same time buffing his legacy.
So they're not besties, but they're professional.
Well, yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
All right. So as a result of this, the amusing side of it is that every late night show this week has had the host poking fun at the relationship between the two of them. Included in that is Conan O'Brien.
At a book signing, Hillary Clinton denied any friction with President Obama. That's the latest, yeah. Bill Clinton heard this and said that's not the first time she's denied friction with the president.
All right, so here's Jimmy Fallon joking about the president on vacay.
President Obama decided to go on vacation, of course. And he's got a lot of criticism for that. And now Obama is facing criticism for coming back to work for a couple of days because they say it wastes taxpayer money. Or as Obama put it, 28 more months, 2 weeks, 4 days, and 16 hours. Get through this. You can't win. Just get through this.
President Obama's approval rating this week reached an all-time low. An all-time low. Apparently, it's all the way down to some of the people, some of the time.
All right. A smile, at least. Sometimes we need a smile when it comes down to all these items that are on the Talk Radio Review because they're all pretty serious most of the time. Discussion of the topics of the week continues. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America,
anywhere around the globe. Your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number two.
The number two item, excuse me, this week on our talk radio countdown is a focus on our policy in Iraq and the threat from ISIS. Interesting that the embattled Prime Minister, Mr. al-Maliki, caved in and went home. Stepped down as Prime Minister, gave his post to a rival politician. That's part of the conversation Sean Hannity here has with another. This is one of those host-to-host deals. Hannity talking to Mark Levin about ISIS and Iraq.
Here's where we are, Mark, as I see it. We've got genocide now of women and children. They're getting their heads cut off and their heads placed on stakes. That's happening now to Christians that have been forced out of their homes. Convert or die is the message of ISIS and ISIL. And then, of course, we've got one terror group, radical Islamist group after another, wanting a modern-day Holocaust and wiping Israel off the map. What is your reaction? What should the U.S. reaction be to all of this?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, our enemies, the terrorists, have never had it so good under this truly pathetic commander-in-chief who should be in Washington, D.C. right now, calling Congress into session, getting authorization to use deadly military power against these cockroaches. He should be calling together the world leaders, those who are with us, ignore those who aren't, putting together a military and other types of strategies to deal with this. And rather than announcing repeatedly what they're not going to do, they should be announcing what they they are going to do, to the extent that that would be helpful. You have the Secretary of Defense that said the United States has never faced a threat like this. You have the Secretary of State saying this is a direct threat to the United States. And then you have them saying out of the other side of their mouths, we have to wait and see if this government can pull itself together. This is a direct threat to the United States. It's a direct threat to humanity. This is genocide, pure and simple. People see it. People know it. There's enough refugees to deal with it. And rather than sending 129 advisors, I'd send 129 bombers and fighters and put these cockroaches where they want to be. They want to be in the Stone Age, then we should accommodate them.
There seems Mark Levin wants to deal with cockroaches. Iraq's crisis unfolds pretty rapid pace this week. Foreign ministers of the European Union meeting in Brussels under pressure from some of the members to step up arms supplies to the Kurdish minority. Not a good situation. I guess that's an understatement. Number one, the number one issue this week in a matter of moments here as we wrap up this week's countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The headlines as the week came to an end, the situation over the killing of that unarmed black teenager in the small town of Ferguson, Missouri, capturing a lot of attention and concern. Here is host Steve McIntosh talking to ABC's Jim Ryan about the violence that's taken place this week.
The center of controversy now for several days. Tensions remain high there following the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown Saturday by a local police officer, and they had a little bit more excitement.
Yeah, it was very tense. It finally ended with violence, with a confrontation between police and demonstrators when tear gas was used, percussion grenades were used. The crowd did finally disperse out of this area, and it's quiet here today. The governor plans a trip to this neighborhood to see firsthand the effect of what's happened here. Don't know yet what his timetable is going to be, but it's going to be a closely watched visit as he gets his first-hand look at the situation.
I've been kind of listening to and monitoring the ABC coverage that you all have been doing, and it sounded like there are people within the demonstrators out there that are urging calm, trying to keep people from doing anything crazy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And in fact, even last night, before the confrontation with the police, there were church leaders and others kind of circulating through the crowds, you know, holding little prayer vigils and trying to maintain a sense of calm. In the end, it just didn't work.
How long is this going to go on? I know you probably have the answers. Yeah, good question, right, Jim?
Yeah, it seemed to be dying down on Tuesday, and it picked up again last night.
All right, so continuing with a focus on this situation, how it got to be as bad as it is. Brown was 18 years old, white police officer. It's an old story. Although as we get to the end of the week, the turmoil and the tear gas seem to give way to some hope in Ferguson. Here's host Gerilyn Steele talking to a reporter named Jamel Bowie. Bowie covering one of the protests when the violence erupted.
You are in right in the center of all of this madness last night, and it was madness.
Yes, I was there during the escalation period when the regular police officers were replaced by SWAT teams and armored vehicles and dogs and high-powered rifles and shotguns and a whole host of fun police toys. And I was there just shortly before the tear gas came. I had gone to go to another event being held by demonstrators, which is peaceful. It was a little bit of a strange contrast. And when I returned, the tear gas was flowing. The streets were almost completely blocked off. People couldn't go or come. It had begun the devolution into madness.
Were you as shocked as we were watching all of this unfold? I stayed up a long time trying to watch it, and I started reading about Ferguson and about St. Louis. Of course, Ferguson is about 22,000 people or so, but of course, people really do associate it with St. Louis, which, you know, is a much bigger city. But I kept trying to figure out, how in the world did they get all of that equipment?
For about a decade or even longer than that, the federal government set a program by which local police departments and state police agencies can purchase or get military equipment for the purpose of, you know, stopping drug traffickers, counterterrorism reasons, a whole bunch of reasons. So you have across the country all these police departments in towns no bigger than Ferguson and towns smaller than Ferguson, who have SWAT teams, who have mine-resistant vehicles, who have helicopters, who have all this equipment, which is really unnecessary to small-town policing and frankly unnecessary to crowd control. Crowd control is as much about communication with the group as it is having weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you gave a little kid a bunch of Legos, you would expect that little kid to want to play with them. It'd be ludicrous to give a kid toys and say, and expect them not to use them. And in the same way, it's a bit ludicrous to expect to give police departments what are effectively toys.
Yes, absolutely.
And then expect them not to use them.
All right, so that's the number one issue this week. To recap the items of interest here, Major League Baseball at number 10, Tony Stewart and the death on the racetrack, number 9, Lauren Bacall dying, number 8, immigration policy, number 7, the Ebola fear, number 6, Russian aggression, number 5, Robin Williams' death, number 4, the foreign policy tussle between Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Obama, number 3, the Iraq policy, number 2, and the killing of Michael Brown. All of those items are listed in the poll section at DougStephan.com. So if you would like to at some point during the weekend tell us which one you think is the most important, that would be a nice exercise. And it would be well to put things, sort of frame things, if you will, into what you think. Is our list accurate, or do you want to change it a little bit? All that courtesy of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
Express banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.